And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking Tackle Day today. Big event coming up 1 week from today. And, of course, a lot of great stuff. We're making a big celebration this weekend on Let's Talk Hookup, and you're going to find out why right here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, I always say it, today's best behavior day. I got both bosses in the studio. I'm here early.
You were here. Yeah.
All good. You know?
Yeah. Adam Chicken. Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. Doug Kern. Yeah. Good morning.
What's up, Doug?
Good morning, everybody. everybody. My goodness, I can't believe it's the end of October, and we are catching yellowfin, giant bluefin, Dorado, skipjack, yellowtail at the Coronado Islands.
Right.
Offshore, long range is in full swing. I mean, this is like the most exciting couple of weeks of the entire season, and it's supposed to be over, but it's not.
I think
it's not even close.
I think the half day called in yesterday, like early too, when we were, you know, messing around with lures on the wall. The half day called in with like 60 yellows, like just an update. You know, we're up to however many. It's just,
I know.
It is just crazy.
Well, after a crazy good week of weather too, flat, calm, warm. Water warmed up. Things kind of felt like summer for a week.
Well, they even hooked a marlin down there off IB. I mean, it's just crazy time.
On the half day, on a dropper loop
sardine. On a dropper loop sardine in Imperial Beach.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
They hooked a marlin.
Imperial Beach on a sand bass rig, they hooked a marlin and caught it for like a 45 minutes.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So rad.
How funny. That's cool. Well, so... You know, normally we say, well, you know, season's winding down and it's time for tackle days, but season's still winding, but we have tackle day.
Well, we do have tackle day. I can't believe it's a week from today. All the planning, all the vendors, we have 27 vendors that are going to show up.
27, is that the most ever?
It is. We have a limited amount of space that we can use in the parking lot, and I had to do some super Gucci figuring on the old map yesterday to fit them all in, but they're all in, so
that's cool.
It's literally every like who's who major saltwater, you know, important name will be there. Every, you know, every Shimano and CalStar and the biggest of the bigs and everything that pertains to cool saltwater fishing will be there in the parking lot.
Yep. I just wanted to go down the list. I'm going to go real fast, kind of in alphabetical order. These are all the people that are going to be there. 13 Fishing, Accurate, AFTCO. We've got Avet, Blackwater, Berkeley, Costa, Cousins, Daiwa. Fishworks is going to be there. Hey, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, imagine that. Gamakatsu. We've got Iser, MC Swimbaits. Corey's going to be there. Mustad, Okuma, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix Rods are going to be there. Power Pro, Rapala, Salty Crew. That's a new one this year. That's a good one. Seagar, Shimano. We've got Yozuri. I mean, it's just, and then, you know, we've got a lot of activities going on. We're going to talk about some of the crazy deals. We're going to talk about a couple activities that we've added this year that are going to make it a lot of fun.
Seminars.
We've got 12 seminars. Rick has been working like crazy to get some top guys to come down and give seminars both on the main stage and the parking lot. And we've got three boats out there. We've got Pegasus, Prowler, and Condor all hosting seminars throughout the day. We've got Rollo coming down to do their big pick-a-box promotion. And
Mike and Tim are doing pick-a-box for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
That's not one you always get to do. I mean,
no,
a lot
that's
of times
kind
it's
of only a tackle day,
yeah,
isn't
you
it?
Know, you get to spin the wheel and a lot of other activities, but...
there's no spin the wheel, or there is?
Nope.
Not a
nope. They do the pick-a-box, and then they run the huge raffle. We have raffles throughout the day. Again, Rick's been working on getting the raffle prizes, and people have really stepped up. I mean, all the vendors, the 27 vendors, are giving pretty major prizes. And then, I mean, I saw, you know, we had a pair of binoculars over there, a nice pair of binoculars from Baker Marine. And
there's a raffle prize.
Straight up raffle. I'll bet when it's all said and done, I'll bet we'll have in the neighborhood of about $8,000 to $10,000 worth of raffle prizes.
Whoa! And how do you get into the raffle?
So we'll be selling raffle tickets at the event. You know, a raffle ticket's $1. You can get 6 of them for $5, or you can get 25 of them for $20. And we got a bunch of friendly people selling. My sister in Dallas and friends, and you know, that'll all be selling raffle tickets. And the proceeds of the raffle, again, I'll get donated to Friends of Rollo.
Wow!
Yeah, it's just a fundraiser. Cool, fun event. And in addition to that, if you go and visit one of the seminars on one of our boats, you know, on the Condor, the Prowler, or the Pegasus, you're also going to get a free raffle ticket just for fun, for going down and seeing one of them. I mean, so literally a free raffle ticket, you can win hundreds of dollars in prize. Those binoculars are $500.
Yep. And, you know, I saw the Searcher. There was a gift certificate to the Searcher for $495. I mean,
whoa.
What a great prize. You know?
Wow.
I mean, I really want to thank them for that. That was
Art
over the top.
Yeah, you're always so generous.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, so you buy the raffle tickets. All the proceeds go to
Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea or Friends of Rollo, whatever you want to call it. We don't care.
As long as you donate.
That's the most.
The Rollo raffle.
Yeah. It takes kids fishing. That's what it's all about. It's,
exactly.
You take kids fishing. And the raffle will be going on through the day.
Yeah, so the way that it works is we have three rounds of seminars that happen during at Tackle Days. They happen at 9:30, at 12:15, and then the last round is at 1:45. And so in between each of those rounds of seminars, we'll raffle off a bunch of stuff. So, you know, after the 9:31, after the 12:15 one, and then at the end of the 1:45 seminars, that's when we raffle off everything that's left. So three rounds of raffles, money goes to Friends of Rollo, thousands of dollars. And I mean, it's not just a pack of rusty hooks. I mean, gift certificates to every tons of stuff from Everingham Brothers Bait Company, all of the restaurants, Point Loma Seafoods and Mitch's and Pizza Nova, and I mean, just there's so much stuff. Two Speeds and high-end Maui Jim sunglasses, everything. Like, there is so much good stuff.
Wow.
The raffle's crazy, crazy, crazy good.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And again, all the proceeds take kids fishing, so that's going to be great. We're going to be broadcasting live, start the whole event off at 7 a.m. next Saturday.
Yep.
2 hours. It's such a fun show because there's so many people hanging around. We just go grab people and say, come on over here and talk.
Hey, J-Po's over there. Come on over. Let's do this.
I figured a side ulterior motive for having you down there, this was a benefit that we didn't know, but you keep everybody occupied so we can set up our booth outside.
There you go. Well, and it's fun, Cowboys coming down to hang out and say hi to people. And I know Steve Carson comes every year,
Steve
to
Carson,
do seven seminars, and we always get Steve
big,
to come
and talk.
Big,
huge thank you for Steve. He does two of our best seminars, and he's been steady every year. Coinciding with that, we just got the new Penn Internationals in, which are a pretty good addition. We didn't think we were going to have them for Tackle Day, but the guys can come down and talk to Steve about those. So.
It's a good reel.
Cal Sheets helped them design it. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lighter weight, more line capacity, better free spool, all the stuff we've asked for about 35 or 40 years now.
That's cool. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Can you tease us with a deal?
I can definitely tease you with a lot of deals.
Okay.
I say this every year, it's the best deals we've ever had, and we pull out all the stops. But, again, this year... we have some crazy things that, this is the 1 6-hour sale that we do this, we go to the Fred Hall show and we have some great deals there, but, there's some things that we do here that are maybe even a little above and beyond that. We have, probably the most well-known one is the Seaguar, and, they have promotions around the country where you get buy two, get one free. Well, we're doing buy one, get one free. Any Seaguar four-carbon spool.
Yeah.
Up to 60-pound test.
Okay.
And once you go over 60-pound test, it's buy two, get one free.
Okay.
But so that's a real crazy one. We've got our Fisherman's Landing series of Cousins rods that we're doing at 25% off. They're a beautiful blue and silver wrap, all custom to our specifications. We've got... new this year is the Top Knot Yozuri. We're doing buy two, get two free fluorocarbon spools. So that's 50% off. We have bought some closeouts. We've got some Okuma Shadow Stalker spinning rods that would be great for the bay. Lighter duty, maybe lighter duty calico, but, mostly bay type spinning rods. Those are normally $99.95. We're doing $19.95.
What? Now, don't give it all away right now.
I can give a lot away now and still have a lot for later.
give us one or two more.
So, that's 80% off.
80% off.
And kind of along the same lines, 13 Fishing had a closeout that we bought. Inshore trigger stick type.
Bitchin' Bass Rod.
7'7" and 7'2", I believe they are. Mediums and medium lights and medium heavies. Normally those are $130 to $135. We're doing $39.95. I think that's 77% off.
What?
Yeah, dude, it is crazy.
And I mean, it's not like we have three of them. We have like barrels full of these things.
Wow.
It is for sure the best sale we've ever had, including all the past Tackle Days, every event that we do. This is our A number one. Literally, like, some of the boys, and myself included, Doug, will be like, oh, my God, check this out. This is what we're going to do this one for. And we just, it's going to be crazy. Because rods like that that you mentioned, we you know, they're $130. We sell them for $130 yes. bucks in the shop. I mean, that it's not like it's a false, you know, they throw some out. High number on it. I mean, that's what they are.
Well, I get this text yesterday from Daiwa. Hey, I got this, you know, special for you. You think you might be able to use it? It's an 8-foot deckhand style jig stick. It's the VIP series. They're normally $129.95. We have them for $64.95, 50% off.
Whoa! And
again, not a couple. Like, we have a barrel full of these things.
Wow!
So, I mean, you know, that it's a quality rod for $65.
Wow. So, our broadcast starts 7 a.m.,
yep.
7 to 9 a.m., and you're setting up, and then the gate comes down at 9 o'clock, and you can start buying.
Right, and we will definitely put our little yellow caution tape up, and there will be a line of people, like, you know, at a herd at the feeding trough waiting,
inside and
waiting
outside.
To feed. Inside, we actually open the store up at 6 in the morning.
Okay.
If you want to come down and at the commercial break on Let's Talk Hookup, run in there and buy yourself a rod at, you know, 20% off or whatever, we're going to be open from 6 in the morning till 6 at night in the store. All the specials apply. If we happen to run out of something, we'll do special orders, and then they can pick it up later to capture all the deals and the freebies and
so they
the discounts.
At 7 a.m., they at 6 a.m.
6 o'clock.
They could buy one spool of Seaguar fluorocarbon and get one free.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we leave on the Shogun Let's Talk Hookup
yes, you do.
That morning, so I know a lot of our listeners. And that's a caution for those people on our trip next
right.
Saturday.
Right. Good call.
Come early.
Yep.
Get a parking spot.
Yep.
In the lot.
Yes.
Or across the street.
Yeah, just go to the west.
How does the parking work? Explain that.
Well, in the they call it the Point Loma lot, which is really a sport fishing lot, is $8 per day. And there should be spots available, although we've got, you know, the show spots cordoned off, but the rest of the lot, you know, 200 spots or whatever. And then you can get a permit from the landing to park long-term across the street on North Harbor Drive between the two hotels, the Best Western and the Holiday Inn. It's about 100 yards away from the landing. So if the lot happens to fill up or you just want to park over there because it is free, you can park for free for your long-range trip with the permit between the two hotels right across the street.
Which is something that's been going on for a long time, but I think a lot of people don't realize that it's, I mean, it, like Doug said, it's 100 yards away, and it's totally free.
It's free.
It's a 72-hour lot, but they've made an exception for guys going on our long-range boats. That if you're going on the Shogun, when you check in with Jen in the morning, just say, hey, I want to park in the lot across the street.
Yep.
Boom, they whip out a permit, you just put it on your dashboard, and you get to park there 100% free of charge, no matter how long and obviously the dates of your trip are on there, but boom, you got free parking the whole time.
Sure, but probably a good idea to get your gear unloaded, go
exactly.
find a parking
yep.
spot, then go get your permit.
Yep.
Yeah,
totally.
Go walk back and put it in your
yeah.
car. Yeah,
that's one of the...
Because parking spots are going to fill up as tackle day gets closer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Grab a parking spot early.
I would.
Very good advice,
yep.
for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lineup for you. So much to talk about good fishing going on, about tackle days coming up a week from today. Lots going on.
No doubt. This is going to be a very busy show. Obviously, we've got the guru of fishing tackle in Doug Kern here. So, I mean, all your fishing tackle questions, so much going on with tackle days, and the fishing is wide open still. So, going to be a great show. If you want to join us and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And, man, do we have a couple of cool prizes to tell you about today. First of which, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get in on this great fishing that we're talking about, because we're giving away a 3-quarter-day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, that beautiful killer 3-quarter-day boat. And, Doug, I know you can talk about how fantastic of a season Taro and Evil have been just whooping some serious butt out there, and it's still going strong. So some lucky caller is going to get to go fishing aboard the Liberty on a 3-quarter-day trip. And, Pete, I'm going to let you talk about the second prize, because I think it's a very cool thing that we get to promote about Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, this is the time of the year when everything comes together for 2018 for everybody in the fishing industry, including Let's Talk Hookup. And we've had a partnership with Shimano for 24 years, something like that. I was trying to figure it out. We've been in business almost, what is it, almost 26 years, 25 and a half, 26 years, long time. Yeah,
long
no, 26, time. Past 26 years. I guess it's almost, we're in our 27th year right now. So Shimano's been a part of us almost since the beginning, so I'm going to say 24, 25 years. And so they're back together with us in 2018,
yet
I'm proud
again.
To say, as well as our other major sponsors, San Diego County Ford Dealers, are back with us again. So we're proud to have that and proud to have our all of our sponsors, whether it be Fisherman's Landing Tackle, all the sponsors we have. That's why we're here. And we really appreciate all our listeners supporting our sponsors, too, which they do. And that's what keeps us alive here on the Mighty 1090 and as well as all our other endeavors. So we're going to celebrate that success for you today and your support by giving away a Shimano Torium 20 HG reel.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
So it's all the calls from today, and we're going to give everybody a chance this weekend. All the calls from today and all the calls from tomorrow's show will go into the hat, and tomorrow we'll draw for that Shimano Torium 20 HG reel, which is, you know, that reel.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to tell you for, is it $169?
No, it's $229, $249, and $250.
Yeah.
$229,
$249.95.
But for basically half the price of a Shimano Trinidad, which is an incredible reel.
The nicest star drag reel on the planet.
This reel is right there.
I mean, right there.
Well, yeah, it was patterned after all the features that they put in there, you know, the EI treatment, the smaller frame, the teardrop shape, you know, larger side plate. All those features were put into that Torium, and that is a killer little reel, you know.
It's a super high-end reel.
They basically learned
for
how
like
to,
half the price.
Yeah, they basically learned how to build what is industry known as the single best star drag reel possible. Then they said, let's take, you know, how do we take all of the very best parts and make it the most affordable reel that we can. So for under $250, it is the highest performing saltwater conventional reel there is, no question.
No doubt.
And
a star drag, so I mean, it's for surface iron jig fishing. I mean, that's paramount for being able to cast a bait finesse style like the small sardines we had last year. I mean, you have to have a finesse cast like that. And yet, if you hook an 80-pound bluefin, you got it. You know, you got a very good chance of hanging on to that thing. It's, you know, it's not like the old Jigmaster days.
Right, and for fly lining baits?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, man. Unbelievable.
It's such a killer reel. I'm so stoked to get
this. Yeah.
Someone is so stoked.
So everybody that calls today and tomorrow, we're going to put them in a hat, and we're going to draw tomorrow on tomorrow's show with Mike Kussler from Kussler Yachts, and Scott from Kussler Yachts will be in here talking fishing and talking fishing boats and stuff like that. End of the show between today and tomorrow. Shimano 20, Torium 20 HG reel. And we want to thank Shimano and all our sponsors for having the confidence in putting together our partnership for 2018. I think 2018 is going to be a great year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It may just be a continuation. We may never stop by the way the looks of things. We might just keep going.
Yeah. So as you can hear, we've just got such an awesome show and such a killer couple of prizes for you. So, again, if you want to get through, here's your opportunity. 858 area code 457-1090. That's a local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking fishing, not only are we talking tackle, giving away prizes, we are having a great time. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, and the Saltiga and Saltus Lever Drag 2-Speed Reels, the Saltiga and Saltus Star Drag Reels, and much more. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right. Hey, I think all the lines are full.
Like that.
Yeah. Keep on trying.
Why isn't everybody out there fishing today?
Yeah, well, because they're listening to Let's Talk Hookup.
Maybe they are out fishing and listening at the same time.
You can listen. You know, the mighty 1090, I got an email from one of our regulars, Don, who was listening to us on the Mighty 1090 all the way up in Eugene, Oregon.
Nice.
Whoa.
Oregon, yep. On the radio.
Nice.
Not on the app.
That's why they call it the Mighty 1090.
It's mighty.
That is very mighty.
It's very mighty.
It's got the mighty
indeed.
Signal.
It does indeed. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed. Before we jump into it, Doug, one more. Come on.
Okay. This one is crazy, but...
Well, the others are crazy,
everybody
too.
Knows that Seaguar Threadlock is a super high-quality braided line, and we use it in the shop. We love that stuff. They, again, got the little text, hey, I got this closeout. They have 2,500-yard spools of 50, 60, and 80-pound threadlock.
Which are our bulk spools. That's what we use
to build.
Bulk, the
big, like what we put on our line machines.
Yeah.
2,500 yards. Normally, they're $600 to buy that spool of line. We've got them for $99.95.
Oh, come on!
83% off.
What?
I know!
I mean, of a high, and that's not like a, you know, a cheap,
not
like,
cheap.
Oh, throw a thing. I mean, it's a highest-end Spectra.
I think the production manager must have turned on the Spectra machine and gone on vacation and
forgot
it was running or something.
Are they closing it out? Are they going to still make it?
No, it's something that they carry.
They're still going to have it.
Yes, but it's...
crazy deal.
They
have a bunch
mega overstock, and it's the end of the season. The accountant, you know, probably told them, hey, you got to dump some of this inventory, so... Dump it over here, buddy.
That's a whopper.
We got a spot you can dump it, no problem.
Exactly.
That's a whopper for sure.
83% off.
Yeah. And what sizes does that come in?
We got 50, 60, and 80, and it's the green, a real nice green that, you know, that everybody likes.
Yeah.
So that'll be out in the parking lot. All of our, you know, a lot of our closeout and special buys we put in the
parking lot
booth. And then all, you know, the rods and reels and jigs and all our normal stuff is inside the shop. So, you know, you got to hit both places.
Yeah. All right.
No doubt.
But like the rod deals, the
anything that's like a closeout rod deal is going to be out
outside.
In bins outside.
Okay.
You know, all the regular CalStars and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, we've been getting deliveries every week now. We have the best inventory on CalStar we've had in years.
Really? 5 years, I'll bet.
Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of rail rods coming in and, you know, a lot of Wahoo jig sticks and just all the stuff that's super pertinent right now. They're going to be at 20% off. And, you know, just the fact that you can get them is one thing because, you know, things got so busy the last few years, it took them a while to catch up, but they are rolling. So, yeah. We're stoked.
Well, Adam's a busy guy over there running the show as well as running the phones. So now you can get through 877-792-1090. I figured out his game here. So now you can get through 877-792-1090. If you've been trying to get through, there is your chance. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Doug, who's calling us from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug, that's a good name. What do you got there?
That's good. You got a good name there, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Doug. My question's for you about the jig stick versus the real seat.
Yeah.
Why is it sometimes they have a big cork tape butt on there, or they just put the real seat on it? What's the reason for each one?
Well, traditionally, from way back when, the manufacturers never made a 9 or 10 foot jig stick in a finished rod. Really, they just had the blanks in the very beginning, and the deckhands, it's just a matter of quick and cheap. They would just take this cork tape and wrap it on a blank, and then, I mean, I've seen guys, you know, deckhands going out fishing the Coronado Islands the next morning. They just would take black tape and tape their guides on, and then go catch yellowtail. But so that kind of was a tradition from back in the 80s. You know, you do your cork tape on your long rods. And the other thing, too, is most of the long rods at the time especially had very thick butt sections, and you couldn't even find a reel seat that would slide all the way down the blank. Well, now a lot of the rods have gotten thinner. We're using some graphite materials, and, you know, some of the clamps that come on the rods are not adequate to go around the bigger butts and that kind of thing, so now you're starting to see a few rods coming with reel seats so that you can attach the reel without using the manufacturer's clamp that came with it. So I would still say most true surface iron long rod jig sticks come with cork tape or cork with shrink tubing over the top, but you are starting to see a few with reel seats. And we custom build some with reel seats specifically so you can fish a Tranx reel because, you know, those more bassier, low-profile frames can't accommodate a clamp. So there's your answer, Doug. And by the way, I love your name.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, you want to check out the scene here in the Mighty 1090 studio right now? I just posted on our Facebook, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, as well as our Instagram, Hookup 1090, is our Instagram. Or you can reach all of those social media things that you like us on Facebook. Yeah. And I believe you, do you like us on Instagram?
You follow on
Instagram. Yes. Okay, I'll get that down someday. Yeah. And so all of that is available on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. In the top right corner, you'll see all the icons that will direct you to our YouTube channel, yeah, our Facebook channel, and our Instagram, which are our primary things. We do a little bit of Twitter, but mostly Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So friend us, like us, follow us on all of those things.
Yes.
Send it.
Yeah, so and you can
push
see
the button, whatever it says.
You can see the scene. We post a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I posted 5 or 6 or 7 different fish reports and different information things this week on Facebook alone.
You'd be crazy not to follow all those things, too, especially like your Instagram. I mean, the field research doesn't leave the dock without a report coming back. I mean, I saw a killer picture of you and Bryce Miller with, you know, yellowtail and bluefin.
Right.
And, you know, quick little bit, hey, we were at the islands, we caught these fish, it was good fishing. I mean, it's just another check, you know. It's like having another fishing buddy that you're getting information from,
whether
you're going or not. It helps keep you on the scene. And, you know, if we see cool stuff, we just post it up. It's always fun to follow us on all the social medias.
You go out there, check out, get some lobster like Ricky has and I have. We post that up there, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I get home from work sometimes, and my wife, Ann, is on the couch. She says, hey, I see somebody got a 310-pound yellowfin, like, or bluefin. It's like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm on Let's Talk Hookup.
That's it.
She's keeping me informed through you.
Perfect, yeah. So check that out, and you can see a picture of us in the studio this morning, that dashing Doug Kern in his Goheny Blues Festival T-shirt there.
All right.
So let's go ahead and jump into the jam-packed phone
lines. Got it. Let's talk to Stacy, calling from Santa Clarita. Good morning, Stacy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Stacy, what's going on?
I was wondering, what do you think the best connection between braid and fluoro on these big tuna, say 80-pound braid and higher fluoro. What's the best connection on something like that? Or using the hollow ace method, would that probably be better?
Yeah, there are, you know, more ways than one to skin a cat, of course. Wind-on leaders are extremely popular, which basically you put a loop in your braided line, and then the wind-on has a loop, and then you pass the wind-on leader through the loop three times. That's a real clean and easy one. And then on your trip, you can remove, say, 80 pound and put on 100 pound if you want to. Also, the Sato crimp method, that involves running your fluorocarbon up into the spectra and a very specialized crimp and crimp tool that secures the loose end so that it can't possibly slip out. You know, those are probably the two that we use the most. You know, like I say, you can ask 10 people and get 10 different answers, but, you know, we tend to probably outfit those types of connections more than just about anybody on the coast, just because of the nature of where we are. We're next to all the long range boats, and that has evolved to those being, you know, probably the best connections. And, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there. Rick is a world class master rigger, and he might have some other thoughts on this, but that seems to be what we do the most of.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that's just to say, too, that when Stacey's asking about what's good for heavy line connections, and that's what we do. You know, lighter line, it becomes less necessary to utilize a hollow insert connection, because what those give you is stealth and ease of the cast. And, you know, Doug's talking about the evolvement. Like, the trend has definitely gone to shorter and shorter top shots. That doesn't mean that it's the right or the wrong way to go about it. It's just another approach. The shorter of a top shot, the better your bait is going to swim in the water, because he's got less drag from a heavier or more bulky mono or fluoro. You know, the spectra cuts through the water a lot better, so if your bait is towing a shorter piece of top shot, he's just going to swim better. So with that comes, you know, the difficulty of, now, well, if I want a real short top shot, then my connection's got to go through the guides. So the more traditional methods of connecting, you know, tying larger knots, is that knot has to make its way through the guide. So the skinnier that we can make a connection and still have strength, the better your it's going to go through the guides and the cast, the better your bait's going to tow it through the water, and things like that.
But it's mission critical stuff. I mean, you're talking to somebody's 200 to 300 pound tuna. I mean, all those Bisbee reels that you rigged over the last month, you know, we had somebody catch a qualifying fish, you know, 400-plus pounds on one of the connections. And, I mean, that you can't, you know, you've got to have...
It's a $4 million fish.
Exactly.
Well, potentially it's a, you know, million-plus dollar fish, yeah. And it's got to be right.
Yeah, those are fun. Those are fun when all that baby comes in.
Does that make you nervous when you do that kind of stuff?
It used to.
When you know?
I'll tell you the truth, for sure. It used to, like, I used to... Oh, man, I didn't... I mean, I liked it because I love that kind of stuff, but... I mean, I have all the confidence in the world in it, but you still can't help but be nervous. And I can tell you that the exact moment when I was good with it, it was years ago, my boat partner, my best fishing buddy, Neil, like, when we go on long-range trips, I make all of the top shots for each of us. You know, sit down in the football game, make top shots at night, or, you know, stay an extra hour off at work, make a couple of them. Neil caught a giant yellowfin years ago. It was a 345-pounder, and it was the single meanest giant tuna I've ever seen get caught. Most of those real, real big ones, they pull hard and they pull heavy, but they're not usually the most difficult ones. This thing was squirrely up and down, rough weather, big sideways, turn and go. I mean, it was just the meanest one ever, and that dude is an animal when it comes to pulling on a rod and reel, and he pulled so stinking hard, and I knew my connection's going to fail. Like, there's just no way. Something has to give. There's something that's going to even happen. And I was just, dude, I've never been so sure. Like, because it's never been somebody that could totally just punch me in the face, because it's a buddy for losing his 300-pounder. And when that thing came on deck, I knew from that moment, for like, it's all good.
Okay,
and so good. Now when I'm tying it.
Was that a Sato crimp?
No, it was just a serve that I had made up. So,
right.
But yeah, like, the Bisbee fish that he's talking about was a Sato crimp. You know, I mean, guys, just...
Oh, really? Yeah. So that Bisbee, the
that
big
particular
Bisbee
one, yeah, it was on a boat.
Double or single?
I do double. I do double, yeah. It sounds dumb, but if I think that connection is going to catch a fish that's 200 pounds or better, I put two crimps on. I know you don't need to.
Yeah.
I know that one crimp
Barry
is
Sato
good.
Would say, no, you only need one.
And he's right.
He's right.
You do only need
but
one.
But I always
It's just
two.
A fail safe. And so, yeah, if I...
Or not.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
what, an extra buck for a crimp?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, if I that's always my rule is two. If I think the fish... If I think that connection might see a 200-pounder or bigger, I put two crimps on. Anything else, I just do the one.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting. Speaking of the Baja, we got the man, and nobody knows the Baja better than the cast man. And today, his catch report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. You can check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And I'll throw another thank you out to Sean, donated $100 in gift certificates. I think we got four $25 gift certificates to that great Fisherman's Processing.
Wow.
It's also going to
wow.
be in that Rollo raffle at Tackle Days.
Fantastic.
Morning, cast man.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pedro and Doug. You guys are really sounding good this morning.
Thanks, cast man.
Having fun.
Hey, Pete, when are you taking off again?
Saturday, right after Tackle Day. Live broadcast on Saturday, then we hop aboard
the
Shogun.
Six-day
Guadalupe Island.
Wow.
Oh, man. I just had a guy come back from down there, a guy I used to work with, and he said they got in some nice tuna down there, but he said those white sharks were having their feast on the tuna. So be careful, man.
The tax
don't
man.
Want you to get hurt.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to fall in.
Don't fall in.
Yeah. Yeah. They're hungry.
Anyway, God, it sounds like that Tackle Day is going to be a good event. I'm going to see if I can work out my time schedule to get down there and come in and see Ricky. And
yeah,
get
come
some
down, Cass.
Get those good deals, man.
Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, listen, fishing down in Cabo, you know, that Disney tournament kicked off this week. And, God, the first day they had three qualifiers, which really surprised me because there hadn't been that many blue or black marlin around. And I don't have the results, the final results, but the first day they had three nice fish, 1485, which was leading the tournament, 1432, and 394. So at least they've got three qualifying fish on board, and I'm going to be interesting to see how the second and the last day went. So it should be interesting to see what the final winner is. But some big bucks there. But besides the blue marlin in there, they're getting the stripers, they're getting the sails. And they had good bite on Dorado this week, along with a few yellowfin tuna. And the Cabo fleet's been fishing almost straight out over to the Jaime Bank and then up to the Golden Gate. So most of the action for them guys has been up on the Pacific side, where the San Jose del Cabo Panga fleet, if I can get my mouth working right, are fishing up out of there by the Palmilla, then up to Punta Gordo, and then up inside the Sea of Cortez. Now, the north winds have been blowing. When we get all those Santa Ana winds blowing up here, causing all that havoc with the fires, that wind creates a north wind down there, and sometimes those boats have a tough time getting out up to the Iman Bank in San Luis and Vinorama. But normally they can get out there in the morning. If they get out there early, they can usually get in, get their fish, and get out before the wind heads down. Usually that wind will pick up usually about 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning. So then they come around and fish protected areas. But the yellowfin tuna still hanging around there at the Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, here again, drifting cut squid, dead sardinas, live sardinas, yo-yo, whatever. And they're getting some nice school-size fish. But in that mix of school-size fish, they've been pulling some fish up to 100 pounds. And I heard a couple of 150-pounders being taken, and I think I heard it was in at the Inner Gordo Bank this one. So look for that bite on those big tuna to come around. Also, the wahoo have started coming in, not in big numbers, but we're 2 weeks away from today for our annual Wahoo Rumble, our first day of fishing. So it's going to give those wahoo two more weeks to really get in there and get solid, and hopefully we hit them good, because that's a heck of a time frame to be down in that area. Over in Mazatlan, fishing really picked up there, not along with the sails and striped marlin. They got into the yellowfin tuna, the Dorado this week. We'll wind up with Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. That fishery there is just starting. A very good week this week. Those fish are starting to arrive. Those winter spring sales are now migrating into the area, and that should provide plenty of entertainment and action for guys going down to that area this winter and summer. Of course, along the beaches there, it's almost always good year-round for the inshore fishery, such as the nice roosters, jacks, sierra mackerels, and that seems to be going really good right now, and that should even get better as we get into their main fishing season. But that's a report for this week, Pete. You have a great trip, and I'll talk to Ricky next Saturday,
No, you'll talk to me. I'll be on the air. We're not leaving until after the show. Yeah, we're broadcasting live. In fact, if you wanted to come down and get the deals of a lifetime, why don't you just come down to Tackle Day early and get some deals and do the live show right there with us? You could just hang out. You could do your live Baja report right there from Tackle Day. What do you think, Doug?
I like it.
That sounds like a plan. I might have to slide on down. Of course, I may come undercover, so you may not know who I am, so I can get some better deals. You guys will double the price on me.
He's got us figured out.
Hey, let me tell you something, Cass. With some of those deals, they were talking about those 13 fishing rods for El Salto. I've got my order in with Ricky right now. Right?
Ooh. You know, it's funny that you say that because a couple of our buds who go on, you know, the guys that do the trip, several of them just bought a full set of them to keep at the lodge that they go to when they go down to Fish El Salto.
Like $19.95, right?
They're just those ones
is
are
that what it is?
I think.
$39.95. Those are the ones that are normally $130 to $135. Yeah. And they're
$39.95.
And we had several guys that bought like eight of them. They're like, I'm literally just going to keep them down there with the guys at Salto. They'll hang out on my gear so I don't have to worry about transporting my rods back and forth. You know, they came in and bought a bundle of eight rods. Like, those are my Salto rods.
There you go.
They didn't pay $39.95.
No, they didn't. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool. Wow. Hey, Cassman, so that's an idea for you.
Hey, Pete, one more thing. I got a call from a guy this week that can't make our Pesca Panama trip this April. So that opened up one spot.
I already have it sold for you. Dave wants to go.
Okay, good.
Asphalt Dave is in.
He told me if a
spot opens up, I'm in.
I will take it.
All right, good. I'll give you a call Monday, and we'll get that thing all squared away.
All right, very good. All right, Cassman, thanks a lot for the call, and we will see you at Tackle Day next Saturday.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, bud. Thank you very much.
Hey, that's going to wrap up the Cash Report, which is, hey, man, lobster season is on, in those great Instagram photos from Tommy P holding up some fat lobsters that you caught on your boat earlier in this week. Hey, make sure to gear up with the best performing lobster gear in the market, and that's Promar. And I know that's exactly what you were using because Jim Salazar dropped off those killer Ambush XL Promar
nets.
Those
things work so well.
They're awesome. I mean, it's exactly what this says. These guys are based in SoCal, and they make products designed by lobster fishermen, and it shows because their gear is just perfect. Their coatings, the bridles, everything that they do is awesome, including that new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net, which is the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or go to their website at promarnets.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more questions, more great tackle info with Doug. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodation in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building the high-quality inshore and offshore rods. Ideal for the Southern California angler. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Rap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Rap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are definitely packing up. If you want to get through, local line open 858-457-1090. It's open right now.
We're giving away amazing stuff. Not only are we giving away a three-quarter trip on the Liberty today, not only are we giving away a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle where you could pick it up at Tackle Day and do a shopping spree.
Well, and then you get $100 worth of stuff.
Exactly.
Whoa. Yeah. Or more.
Or more.
Yeah. And then everybody that calls today and tomorrow is going to be eligible to win that Torium 20 HG reel. So you have a pretty good chance at winning one of the finest star drag reel, if not the finest star drag reel on the market. I would say the Trinidad A is the finest star drag reel.
Yep.
The second best star drag reel is the Stromano Torium 20.
Yep.
It'd be very tough to argue that, man. That thing is a killer, killer reel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No doubt about it. And the advantage of a star drag, so people, I get this question all the time, as I'm sure you do. What's the advantage of a star drag over a lever drag reel?
The main advantage is that it's going to cast better because most lever
drag... No matter what.
Most lever drag reels have some extra weight built into the spool because of the drag mechanism.
Right.
And no matter how much you want to say that... A lever drag reel is going to cast great, and believe me, they cast way better now than they ever used to. I mean,
that Talica
changed the game, but still, if you're going to throw a surface iron, if you're going to throw a finesse bait, an anchovy, a small sardine, or even a little bit bigger sardine but on heavier line, a star drag reel is always going to get you better castability, and not just the cast for distance, but once your bait hits the water, the ability of that bait to pull the spool and pull the line off the spool. When the spool's lighter weight, they're not being held back. They're able to swim naturally, which everybody knows is how you get the bite. That bait's got to look like the chum that the deckhand's throwing. So
it's something that so many people forget about. I mean, think about, you know, put yourself in the shoes of a sardine, and you're trying to swim line off of the spool. Think about how much easier it is to swim if you've got a spool that weighs, you know, 5 pounds or a spool that weighs 35 pounds.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just... He's turning line off of that heavy spool.
Yeah. So let's take a scenario. Bluefin tuna at the Coronado Islands. Pretty cool. They're nice grade fish, too. 15 to 25, some 40-pounders in there.
Yes.
But it's light line.
That's 100% a star drag scenario.
20-pound, number two hook.
Yes.
You know, small hook, so small line.
Finesse.
And the perfect bait, right?
Yep.
So that's a star drag scenario.
That 100% it is.
So would there be any advantage to having a lever drag in that situation?
I mean, let's face it. Every bite is different. If it's, you know, wide open and they're biting nails, it doesn't matter what reel you use. But most of that scenario at the Coronado Islands, the guys that are picking the best bait, presenting it the best, smaller hooks, you know, the whole package deal for finesse fishing, they're catching the majority of those fish. And let's face it, you don't want to be left out in the cold watching. You want to be participating. So lever drags have a better drag mechanism for bigger fish. So, you know, if you're doing 80-pound, 100-pound, 200-pound bluefin, a lever drag is a key item, and you'll trade a little bit of castability. And like I say, you know, a lot of those reels cast better than a lever drag ever used to. But anytime that you've got a finesse scenario, and then also, like we mentioned, surface iron jig fishing, that jig doesn't weigh anything. Distance is a factor, and you just can't throw it as well on a lever drag reel.
Yeah.
I want to say, with that said, I think that, I mean, if your reel in your arsenal right now, we hear it all the time, like, you know, people talk about jig fishing and things like that. Jig fishing is something that, like, is our core, you know, down there. That's what all the guys are into. If a guy comes in while we're talking about that, and what's your surface iron reel? Oh, it's an MX, you know, it's a JX, you know, lever drag. Like that, you're just handicapping yourself so much with the ability of your reel.
Like, you're not even realistically in the game.
It's
at
the
that
truth.
Point.
And if you're able to achieve an average to good cast with that thing, you will just excel with an appropriate reel. It doesn't mean you need
to... If you could cast that...
That's what I'm saying,
Then you could go crazy with a Trinidad A or
right.
a Torium.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it doesn't need... I mean, in my opinion, money on the line, there is not a better reel on the market, period, than a Trinidad 20A. But you don't need... If the budget doesn't allow for it, you don't need to spend $500. A Torium 20 HG is $250 or less, and is... It is a phenomenal casting. If you're casting your surface iron with a lever drag reel and you switch that Torium, it would be trouble for me not to guarantee that you will achieve extra distance.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of casting.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's talk about...
What a segue that was.
Let's talk about the casting contest. No, this is not a Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano, Let's Talk Hookup casting contest. You guys are hosting a casting contest again? No, this is a Fisherman's Landing casting
contest.
This
is the most exciting thing for Rick and I and all the guys at the shop. So, like Rick said, we are all surface iron crazed maniacs. We love catching yellowtail and now bluefin on surface irons. And so we said, well, you know, everybody does casting contests. Let's do a surface iron casting contest and see who really is the iron bomber. And so off the Fisherman's Landing main pier, casting down towards Sun Harbor and Pizza Nova, we're going to have four Shimano Tranx 500 HGs filled with 40-pound test Iser Triple X line on four 9-foot 90H jig sticks, the Terramars by Shimano. And the San Diego Anglers Club has been very gracious and have agreed to run that contest for us. So basically, you come down to the dock, you sign up, and you're going to get one practice cast, and then you're going to get two casts that count. Both will be recorded, but your longest cast is going to be your qualifying cast.
You have to use those rods
yes.
and reels. You can't
so
bring your
it's
own.
Even Steven, even for everybody that comes down to participate, it's the same gear. We've got a 7X Salus lightweight jig. We have put some...
Does it have a hook on it?
We took the hook off, and we put a little bit of bubble wrap and shrink tubing on it, so if it hits something it's not supposed to, we're not going to have a broken window or a gash in somebody's arm or something. But,
especially if you keep your boat at the end of the casting lane.
Yeah.
You would not want to have your boat docked at the end of the casting lane.
No.
You know, about 75 yards down there.
Don't worry, we're moving it.
So Pete, with that said, we might need to move
Where do you keep your boat?
Of course, it is plastic, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So it's basically free for the first round, but if you want to take a second or third try, you can. But at that point, for each round, you have to give a $10 donation to Rollo. But you can do as many times as you want.
First one is free.
Everybody gets to cast for free one round of two casts.
And everyone counts as long as you give a $10 donation after that.
Yes, correct.
So if you feel like you can do better the next time,
exactly.
And the next time, and the next time.
Yeah, I mean, if the winning cast up to that point is 70 yards, and you threw it 69, and you think I can do 71... You can sign up again, but we're not going to just give everybody unlimited. It'd just
That's
be too much.
How many chances you get?
So, well, you, how many rounds or how many casts?
How many rounds?
You can do unlimited as long as you're given $10 to Rollo for every round. So
yeah.
If you want to go five times, it's $50.
Yeah, we just didn't want somebody to just keep going up and up and up and up and up until they eventually...
Until they accidentally hit one that was, you know, 71 yards.
Yeah, just because of fairness, but yeah, but that
But you have to go to the back of the line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to make a $10 donation to Rollo, man, you can stay there all day. And you know what? It would be very worthy to stay there all day because for this free contest or potential $10 contest, the person who records the longest cast is going to walk away with one of those Tranks 500 HGs, a $500
reel.
The second longest cast is going to take away one of those Shimano Terramar 90H jig sticks, a couple hundred dollar surface iron rod. And then the third place caster is going to go in a Plano box that's loaded with surface irons from Fisherman's Line and Tackle.
Sweet! Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Phones are packed. How about this time we talk to Mike, and he's calling us from Point Loma this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Good
morning, Mike.
Morning, gentlemen. I love you guys. You're great. Now, I will be there next week. Here's my question. I got a set of twins that are 14. And I seen on your website you're going to have the Lexa 400s at 40% off. Is that correct?
We made a buy from Daiwa. The original Lexa was discontinued, and they came out with the WN Lexa, which has the upgraded wind grip knobs and handles. And so we bought a limited amount, I think about 15 or 20 of these reels. And, yes, they're going to be 40% off. So... that's one of those things you probably want to try and get there early if you know if you got your heart set on that. I'm trying to.
You don't have a lot of them, and that's a great. That's a great reel.
It's a great reel. I mean,
yeah.
And you know,
40% off.
Yeah, 40% off. We bought. I think it was the last 16 they had.
Wow.
Again, my text rang and I looked at it and was like, yes, we'll take them all.
Take them all.
Yeah. So that's the original style gray Lexa.
Yep.
40% off.
Yep.
Of the 400. And it's in same deal, brand new, the exact same reel that the day before,
in the box.
You know, was full price,
yes.
And the next day it's 40% off.
So what's the best way to secure one of those if you want to get there early?
Just be there early.
Get in line?
Yes.
Okay. You get that, Mike?
Yes. Yeah, so now you guys were talking earlier about during the breaks, we can go inside the store. Can we purchase it during the break, like at your 7:20 break?
Yeah,
can
actually,
we go in there and purchase it at that point?
You can come into the tackle store at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we will be open in the store, and we will make sure that if, you know, I can't imagine they'd be sold out by then, you know, you'd be able to go ahead and purchase them at that point in time.
Yeah, all the reels will be available inside the tackle shop.
Inside.
You know, all the crazy blowout stuff, for the most part, is all outside, but that is a good point. All of the fishing reels are inside the tackle store.
Okay.
And the tackle day sales start when we open our doors for our half day.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5:30
so
in the morning. Yeah. 6 o'clock.
That'd be a good call if you want to secure two of those, Mike.
Yeah.
6 a.m. and then come stay for the broadcast.
Yeah. Now outside booth sales, that's at 9 o'clock. Everything else opens, but everything inside the tackle store, all the hooks and rods and reels and everything that's on sale, that starts as soon as we open
now
our doors.
Now is everything on sale, Doug?
You know, torpedo sinkers, you're going to have to pay full price.
Okay. But normally things that aren't on sale, such as products begin with an S, maybe, they're on sale?
Yeah. Basically,
we have lots of products with S that
yes.
Because that's normally not on sale.
No. This is the 6 hours you're going to be able to buy some of these products
discounted.
At a discount. And there's some add-on, you know, I mean, depending on which item. I mean, some of the reels are going to get, you know, in addition, some Spectra, maybe some a reel cover, some of them.
What
even,
about, like, CalStar rods? They're on sale?
CalStar rods are on sale. Every rod in the store is at least 20% off.
That's the minimum. So a brand-new Graphiter rail rod, you're going with Pete to Guadalupe on Saturday, and you need a 770 heavy.
Yep.
That rod, which never is on sale because it doesn't need to. The thing about, like, a 770 heavy is they're very difficult to get. So as a tackle store, that's not an easy rod to get right now because they're in such high demand. We don't ever need, quote-unquote, to put them on sale because they sell under their own merit. You know, people call us all the time from L.A. and Orange County. Hey, do you guys have one of those? You know, there's no need to put them on sale, but it's tackle day. So even the rods that never, for any reason, are on sale are going to be a minimum of 20% off.
Fresno
rods?
A
lot more. Absolutely.
Yep.
Come on.
Absolutely.
That's the rod that you and I helped put together with Shimano.
Perfect rig.
That's
for
the
going
rod
to
I was
with.
Using last year. They had, had a great time at Guadalupe. It's a perfect rod. That
Therese. 72 XH and double XH.
XH and double XH, yeah. Get one of each. And those are on sale, 20%.
100%.
And just, you know, just some of the other blanket things in the store. These are just the minimum. Some of them we've gone an extra discount, but you buy any hooks, buy two, get one free. Any lures, buy two, get one free. You know, like we said, the rods, 20%. The reels at 10%. Some are more.
Okay.
And then a lot of them come with add-ons. Like I said, you might, some of them, you know, any Daiwa reel over $189, you get a free rod and a free J-braid spool Spectra line. I mean, there's some really good things, you know, going on down
there. Just another one. Well, hey.
Between the lines, I just want to say exactly what you were mentioning, Pete, that those things, it will be the very best time to buy one of those things that you were talking about, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, that's... You read between the lines all you want. This will be the single best time to buy one of those things that you were talking about.
All right, very good. Well, thanks. We'll see you down there, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call this
morning. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour coming your way. We got catch reports. We got more information. We got more great stuff coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for the Southern California angler. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures. A 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. Check saltwatertackle.com.